This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has accused Republicans of trying to strip women of their rights. AP correspondent Tim McGuire explains why.
The leaked Supreme Court draft opinion that would overturn Roe versus Wade draws protesters to the Supreme Court building. And in this speech to Emily's List, a sharp rebuke from Vice President Kamala Harris.
How dare they? How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body?
Harris says if the court overturns Roe, tens of millions of women will see either severe restrictions or a loss of abortion rights altogether. National Right to Life President Carol Tobias claims it could take years to change state abortion laws.
50 states had the ability to make their own laws.
22 states already have so-called trigger laws to ban or severely restrict abortion that would go into effect if national abortion rights were overturned by the court. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And breaking news of the Supreme Court draft opinion that would strike down 50 years of abortion policy. Politico's most impactful moment also put the news organization squarely in the middle of one of society's most contentious issues. Politico sent a memo to staff members on Tuesday saying it had restricted access to its offices and told security to be extra vigilant about visitors. The company also urged employees to consider removing their Politico affiliation on social media accounts. The company had not reported any specific threats, but the story on the court's readiness to override the case led to widespread speculation online. This is VOA News. Russian forces on Tuesday began storming the steel mill containing the last pocket of assistance and resistance in Mariupol. Ukrainian defenders said just as scores of civilians evacuated from the bombed-out plant and reached out relatively safely, and to days of nights filled with dread and despair from constant shelling, the UN humanitarian coordinator for Ukraine said that thanks to the evacuation effort over the weekend, 101 people, including women, the elderly, and 17 children, the youngest 6 months old, were able to emerge from bunkers under the steelworks and see the daylight after 2 months. One evacuee said she wanted to sleep, but when she went to sleep, she was afraid that she wouldn't wake up. Back in the United States, U.S. President Joe Biden is now crediting the assembly line workers at a Javelin missile plant for doing life-saving work in building the anti-tank weapons that are being sent to Ukraine.
So these weapons touched by the hands, your hands, are in the hands of Ukrainian heroes, making a significant difference. That's something each and every day you could and should be proud of.
Biden says the missiles are stifling Russia's invasion as he is making a pitch for Congress to approve $33 billion to the U.S. so that it can continue to hustle aid to the front lines. Pope Francis says that he told an Italian newspaper that he offered to travel to Moscow to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin to try and end Russia's war in Ukraine. Suggested the invasion might have been provoked by NATO's eastward expansion. Francis said that he made the offer about 3 weeks ago into Russia's planned invasion, but that he still had not received a response at all from Moscow. Recapping our top story, the U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has accused Republicans of trying to strip women of their rights because of the breaking Supreme Court draft opinions that would strike down the Roe v. Wade verdict. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.